It's November 1st, and you know what that means. Tell the neighbors to put the orange and black away and grab the Rubbermaid bins overflowing with red and green from the garage. This is a reminder to all stores to stock your shelves like Santa's workshop exploded all over the place. Yes, my name is Sean and I'm a Christmas person. I used to only think about decorating for the festive season the day of the Santa Claus parade, usually the third weekend in November. When the pandemic hit last year, my wife and I decided if it made our family happy, let's do it and started decorating earlier than any time before. With the Santa Claus parade canceled again in 2021, we will likely start early and maybe leave the tradition that way moving forward, because why not? The whole start of the season is magical, from the stores putting out merchandise and decorations to the highly anticipated moment that radio stations play 24-hour holiday music until Boxing Day. Yes, I will listen to it all day until December 26th and, yes, it drives my kids nuts. We have two trees. One goes by the fireplace and is the regular family tree where all the gifts go, and then we have a second, smaller tree that holds all of my Downtown Barry heritage ornaments, of which I have the whole collection. If it is cold outside, I am usually too wrapped up in the Hallmark Christmas movies to notice. And yes, men can enjoy those movies, too. They're fantastic and not all of them have the same plot. Some have a coffee shop as a main setting, some have a hot chocolate stand. Totally different. I know. Halloween just ended. You're right, it just ended, so why not get going on the festive feeling? And before you say it, my love and admiration for the brave men and women who fought in wars is well known. Putting decorations up before Remembrance Day is not disrespectful to veterans, and I have yet to speak to any who feel it is. 3 years ago, I asked a veteran if it was wrong to put Christmas decorations up before November 11th and, after he called me a daft idiot, he said his go up on November 3rd every year. Our tree likely won't go up for just over a week, but the bins are being pulled out this week. Christmas movies. Traditional Christmas movies are the best late-night thing to watch. I actually started looking for what was available on the streaming services we have and am looking forward to settling in with my wife and enjoying the Griswolds, the McAllisters, and the Baileys. But not the McLeans, because Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Editor's note. Yes, it is. I enjoy heading to the stores on the 1st of November and nearly every day after just to see what new holiday item I can pick up to add to the family collection. We get at least one Christmas book every year and have already picked up a snow globe with a red letter, A, for our nearly three-year-old. Maybe there are those who still feel like anything before December is too early for Christmas, that's fine. You don't have to dive in, just dip your toes. Head to a coffee shop and listen to the soft jazz music with a flavored coffee. Walk around a store and just look at the Christmas decorations. You don't have to buy any. It's the best season, in my opinion. I used to think there was no way anyone should even think about the Christmas mood before December, but if the pandemic has taught us anything, it is that you never know what tomorrow brings. So you do you. Get your holiday season on and don't let anyone tell you shouldn't. Their heart is probably full of unwashed socks and their soul is full of gunk. Sean Gibson is a staff reporter with Barry Today. He really loves Christmas. Like, a lot.